Welcome to Jags Drive Time with Ashlyn Sullivan, John Osher, and Brian Sexton. Jags Drive Time starts right now.
It was great, man. It's a really cool feeling, especially as a younger guy, just having that support from my teammates. And really, like I said, with being named starter and now a captain, nothing changes, same expectation, and now it's time to go out there and win some games. So, but I'm really excited. It's definitely an honor. It's a cool moment for me to be named a captain with those other guys, just a bunch of great guys in the locker room. So we had a ton of guys that got votes, but definitely really cool.
The Jaguars have voted seven players as team captains for the 2021 season. There is an awesome clip up right now on Jaguars social media and the front page of Jaguars.com where our broadcast team was in the room when they announced the team captains, seven of them, and their families and friends sent in videos. And I'm not going to lie, I was tearing up in the office.
It was really well done.
It was very well done.
It was really, really well. I mean, on both, not just the broadcast side, but especially the football side. I mean, that was a clever way for the head coach to involve his team and talk about family, because they always do. But he made it more than just words. It was actions. I thought it was very well done.
Yes. Well, it's cool. You could tell that means a lot to Urban Meyer. He said yesterday he likes a lot of captains. They do have a lot. Seven's a lot. But you get the idea that Urban's approach to this is, if teammates believe X number of players are our leaders and are important enough to vote for, then why not have the captain? So, cool.
Well, it's ironic because it was this week a year ago that they cut Leonard Fournette, right? And I'm mentioning him. I don't mean to pile on, but did you ever think he was captain material? You didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't. That was a rhetorical question. I mean, they didn't have enough guys
here. Why didn't you just say Brian? Did you ever think he was captain material? Why even involve me?
Well, because you are sitting here, and but you get the point. That they have seven guys that everyone sees as a leader is a story in and of itself.
And there was no surprises on that list.
No.
It all made perfect sense.
I don't think you had seven guys last year that you could have made captain.
You had eight. There were eight.
There were eight captains.
So go figure. It's like musical chairs.
I didn't remember it.
It's hard to keep up with all of
everybody who gets named a captain deserves it. Sometimes it's political. It wasn't in this case.
No, you feel confident that all seven guys deserved it.
All seven of these guys were captains.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're my captain. Oh, go ahead,
Ash. That's very sweet.
Where's my
seat? Would get your vote?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you get my vote? I just gave it to Brian.
I don't know about that.
Okay, all right.
I don't know who I'd vote for, but I don't think it'd be you. No offense.
Captain.
All right, welcome into Jaguars Drive Time Thursday morning. Let's get into big things as we get ready for week one of the regular season. It is Trevor time, and this will be no easy task for Trevor Lawrence on Sunday. History tells us that a daunting record of quarterbacks pick first in their first NFL game going back to 1967. Only four quarterbacks picked number one overall have won their first game. Trevor Lawrence isn't really worried about that stat.
Yeah, super important. Super important just for this new season. All we've been working for, to get that first win under your belt, especially a division opponent. It's huge on the road. Just a lot of confidence going into the season. Like you said, it's a long season, and you need all that confidence and get it rolling. So that's all our focus is on right now, and just taking it one game at a time. Yeah, it's a long season, but you just got to take it one week at a time.
Big thing too is help him. That guy, Trevor Lawrence. How do you help him beat the Texans on Sunday? Well, you give him a running game. The Jaguars have rushed for an average of only 78 yards per game in their last six matchups against the Texans. Those matchups, they've all lost. So James Robinson, Carlos Hyde, Chris Manhertz, use them to change that narrative and give your rookie quarterback a running game he can depend on. Big thing three is upward mobility. Looking at the defense here and the belief that they will be much better on all fronts this season. We spoke to Miles Jack yesterday, and he said, don't really worry about what everyone else is saying about the Jaguars.
I mean, it's really the best position to be in, you know what I mean? Because nobody's really counting you in. People aren't really looking in your direction. Everybody's looking at, the typical guys, the Chiefs, the Bucks, Pittsburgh, everybody. So as long as we kind of stay on our lane, keep building what we got, we have great talent, we have the pieces. We're getting that gel together so that way everybody trusts everybody. Everybody knows what each other can do. And then we just kind of go from there. So it's really a great position to be in. When everything's sweet, like 2017, and you got all the media and it's all cool, it kind of relaxes you. When things aren't going as good, it kind of puts that fire underneath you. So, like, even this offseason, like, I was even more motivated from last year just going 1-15. I was like, okay, I'm never experiencing that again. So, it's really a great position to be in. You know what I mean? You just have to embrace the challenge because life isn't easy.
Life isn't easy.
No, it's not.
Numbers aren't easy. Numbers can get confusing, too. So let's go back to the top. Since 67, when the Common Draft started, there have been 25 players who have been picked number one overall mm-hmm. who have started the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. Okay? Those guys are 4-20-1. Let me give you a better number, though. Go back the last 10 guys who have been selected number one overall. And it goes back to Jamarcus Russell in 2007. So I probably should have stopped at 9 because I'm not sure you can compare them. But they are 0-9-1 in their first start, no matter whether it was opening day or not, which I think is a very telling number. Mm-hmm. More telling than that opening day number one overall pick because it's your first game. Some of these guys didn't start until week 4, 5, 6. Mm-hmm. I think that speaks to the fact that no matter when a rookie, number one overall pick or not, but when a number one overall pick starts his first game, I mean, it's hard. These guys, the game is faster, the players are better. So the numbers are stacked against Trevor Lawrence being successful on Sunday. Those are just the numbers. That's just the past. Mm-hmm. But it's an indicator of the challenge, no matter how good you are. Because some of these guys are. Andrew Luck didn't win. He got beat 41-27. Matt Stafford didn't lose. He got beat. Baker Mayfield, you know.
When you got against Jameis Winston.
Kyler Murray tied the Detroit Lions. Joe Burrow got beat 16-13 on opening day last year. There's some talented guys in there. Maybe only Luck compares legitimately, but it's tough for number one picks.
Yeah.
I got an email from somebody about my theory that the best possible game for Trevor Lawrence would be 240 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a 60-yard bomb.
Totally agree.
That would be lovely.
And they said, well, that sounds like rookie free agent quarterback numbers ideal. Why hold this guy back if he's that good, essentially? This isn't Madden. You don't just take these.
Boop, 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 boop.
These.
That's my video boop, game boop, control. Boop.
Okay. You sound just like Reggie Williams, by the way. Bing, bing.
You don't just take these guys and apply them year five what they will be in the NFL. There's growing processes. He's a rookie quarterback, even though he's an incredibly talented rookie quarterback. I would take, and I think Trevor and the coaches would take 242 touchdowns and a 60-yard. That would be ideal. That'd be like player of the week stuff.
A one-point win. As we talked about yesterday, you would rather have the Jaguars run for 150 yards and have James Robinson run for 120 and have a huge day than you would the quarterback. If the quarterback throws for 175 and completes 57% of his passes, but none of them are interceptions or turnovers, that's just fine because you just want to win.
Yes.
Because winning with the number one overall pick is beating the odds because the odds are 0-9-1. Those are not good odds.
Nope.
Thank you, Captain.
My captain. All right. Speaking of my captain, Miles Jack received the most votes for team captain. And it is a treat when Miles Jack is in a press conference because he is very honest, very upfront. And I thought it was cool that he was talking about Shaq Quarterman and how he sees that relationship kind of like Paul Posluszny. It was nice to hear his side of it, that he sees a huge upside with Shaq Quarterman.
Yeah. And he has taken a leadership role. I don't know if in his first 2 years here, I would have said this guy is going to be a captain someday.
Yep.
It felt to me like he liked playing. He was very, very good.
Well, in a room full of leaders, he wasn't one.
Yeah. And but now, I think the last 2 years he's been a captain. He was very captain-ish on the podium yesterday. I would love to hear more from captain-ish. He doesn't talk to the media a whole lot. I think it would be fantastic for the fans if they heard from him more because he does a nice job of enunciating what the team is feeling. That's captain stuff. And he certainly, I don't know if it's taken under his wing, because you hear Miles tell it, Shaq Quarterman kind of forced his way under his wing. He said, hey, you're going
to
lead me. What's good for Shaq Quarterman?
Me.
But it sounds like it's a neat relationship to follow.
Miles can do things that other guys just can't. And in a 1-15 season, he was lost, right? People didn't pay attention to him, but the guy is a great football player.
Yes, he is. And now a captain. The highest voted captain. We have talked about captains.
Well, that's impressive, no, to be the highest voted, because they didn't, if you think about it, they didn't break down special teams, defense, offense, which is a little unusual, but it showed you, I mean, that's how you get 7 guys that everybody says, yes, that makes sense. To be the highest vote getter when it's an entire team, good for Miles.
Yes. Indeed. When we come up on Jaguars Drive Time, we're looking into Sunday's game against the Houston Texans. John McClain from the Houston Chronicle joins us next here on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Jags Drive Time is brought to you by TIAA Bank. Turn potential into progress. And by Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
You can step up to luxury now.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields. Whatever you're driving, you can step up to luxury now. Plus, get our Fields amenities, which include complimentary loaners, car washes, and our cafes.
Make this your year to step up to luxury at Fields Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, and Lexus. When it comes to the ultimate car buying experience, there's only one name that matters, Fields. And Fields matters because you matter. The Fields Auto Group, proud partners of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
At Vistar, we believe in better, especially in helping build a better financial future for our members. So we've reviewed our offerings from the ground up. We've lowered or eliminated over half our fees and enhanced our already competitive rates, saving members more than $1 million this year, in addition to the millions we save them every year. If you believe that saving money is better, join Vistar. Visit VistarCU.org. All loans subject to approval, insured by NCUA.
Your family isn't like anyone else's. Your home shouldn't be either. At Dreamfinders Homes, you can build the home of your dreams in one of their 30-plus communities in Northeast Florida. Choose from luxury single-family homes or maintenance-free townhomes from the 200s. Dreamfinders specializes in homes built to fit your lifestyle. To find out more, call 904-738-0165 or visit dreamfindershomes.com.
This hour of Jaguars Drive Time has been brought to you by Fields Cadillac of Jacksonville and Fields Cadillac St. Augustine, members of the Fields Auto Group. Fields matters because you matter. We're back, Jaguars Drive Time. It is Thursday, getting ready for week one against the Houston Texans, and we now have John McClain from the Houston Chronicle joining us this morning. John, thanks for being here with us.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you for having me.
All right, John, so I'm just going to throw it out there. What the heck is going on with Deshaun Watson? I know he's not playing on Sunday. Is he ever going to play for the Texans? The Jaguars have not faced well against him. Can Jacksonville here take a sigh of relief that they might not see him in Houston anymore?
As I've been writing, broadcasting, tweeting, texting since March, Watson will never take another snap with the Texans. And whenever somebody makes them an offer that General Manager Nick Caserio wants, they'll trade him. Nobody's done that with all the 22 civil lawsuits, investigations by the NFL, Houston police, grand jury could indict, FBI's looking into it. Nobody is going to make an offer they want under those circumstances. And he's being carried on the active roster. He'll be a healthy scratch every week, and it would behoove them to wait until the next draft and then trade him, because then they'd know where teams are going to finish, which teams have multiple number one picks. Their ultimate goal is to get 3 ones and 2 twos. You can spread that out over 3 years. So that's been the package they want, and they would have gotten it before the draft, but then the lawsuits started piling up.
John Oger here. I appreciate you doing this. I've heard the word fire sale with the Texans this week. This roster is not really done moving around, I guess. What else do you expect this season? How many moves will this team make to keep trading?
Well, first of all, fire sales for people that are clueless about what's going on here. They traded Bradley Roby, who was suspended the last 5 games last year, kept home on a disciplinary reason, then was not playing this year. So they traded him. They're in the process of trading him to New Orleans, and they bring in players for the practice squad. So they've done just the opposite of the fire sale. And going back, they could have gotten young. They could have traded a lot of veterans and loaded up with draft choices and undrafted free agents. They only have 5 rookies on the team. You know, they have 31 new players, and that was the plan for Nick Caserio and David Culley. Both are in their positions for the first time. They wanted to establish a culture. They wanted a mindset with their players, and they thought that's much easier to do with veterans who come from teams where they've done that, establish that foundation, and then you'll start to get younger next year when they finally have another number one pick, and they have all their picks and probably multiple picks for Deshaun Watson.
John, what are they doing on the defensive side of the ball? It seems like forever ago that you had Watt and Clowney and Merciless and Bernard McKinney in the middle, and they had so many different weapons up front. Lovie Smith runs a different scheme. What? Who are they relying on the defensive side of the ball to give them something this year?
They've switched from a 3-4 to a 4-3 for the first time since 2010. Last year, they were last against the run. They forced the fewest turnovers, 9. That's the second fewest in the NFL since 1980. Lovie Smith's trademark, wherever he's been, have been turnovers. And I know preseason doesn't count, but when two of your goals are to stop the run, get sacks, and force turnovers, they gave up 62 yards of game rushing. They forced a league-high 10 turnovers and had 11 sacks, and almost all of those were by backup players who are still on the team. So the idea is try to get a pass rush from your upfront guys, Charles Amenihu, defensive end, who slides inside in passing situations. He led them in sacks with 3. Last year, he didn't even play 50% of the snaps, had 4 sacks, 16 hits on the quarterback. And they will play a lot of guys. David Culley keeps telling us 8 or 9. I think in reality, it'll be about 7. And they have so many new players up there. And they moved their 3-4 outside linebackers like Whitney Merciless, the defensive end. So who knows if they'll get pressure on the quarterback. They'd like to be able to get after Lawrence without blitzing much. But if you're going to try to be come up with a game plan to confuse a rookie making his first start, usually you blitz. And that's not been their trademark, so we'll see.
All right, John, going forward with this game on Sunday, this matchup has not been favorable to the Jaguars, especially recently, but both teams are so new. What are the Texans saying about this game, about the new Jaguars team, and how do you see this shaking out?
They, of course, say all the right things, just like the Jaguars are saying the right things. They know how good Trevor Lawrence is. It's been their misfortune that the last two generational talents, that would be Trevor Lawrence and Andrew Luck, have been drafted by AFC South rivals. And when they've needed quarterbacks at the top of the 2006 and 14 drafts, when they took Mario Williams and Jadeveon Clowney, there were no quarterbacks like that. And with their luck, they'll have the first pick next year, and there won't be any quarterback worth using that pick on. And I got to tell you guys, I picked the Texans here on a field goal game, but because their field goal kicker, Kymie Fairbairn, is out, and they picked up Joey Sly from Carolina, I picked Jaguars 19-17. Think it'll be low scoring. A lot of field goals by both teams as both try to run the ball a lot. Texans averaged 156 yards a game rushing in preseason. And last year, they were next to worst to the Steelers in rushing as they relied more heavily on Deshaun Watson. They ran fewer times last year than any time in franchise history. That's going to change under David Culley, who came from Baltimore, where they led the league in rushing 2 years in a row. And Tyrod Taylor, their quarterback, he likes to run. He didn't show it in preseason, but he'll be involved in the running game as well. So I'm going Jaguars 19-17.
Hey, John, big picture. I mean, you've covered the league for more than 40 years in Houston for the Chronicle. You've seen great teams, great players, great coaches. A couple years ago with Deshaun Watson and the pass rushers on defense and some of the players that they had, DeAndre Hopkins, not the least among them. I mean, this looked like it was built for the long term. Is it surprising to you that we're talking about a complete and utter rebuild at this point in time so quickly? I just remember thinking, how are the Jaguars going to catch these guys as long as they have that quarterback? And now they're beyond them, it would appear, because they've got their guy.
This time last year, the Texans were going into their opener, coming off an AFC South title, their 4th in 5 years. They beat Buffalo in the wild card round. They had a 24-0 lead. They choked in Kansas City, and we were wondering, can they win another division title? But more importantly, can they finally get beyond the second round of the playoffs, which they've never been able to do because every game has been on the road, and then they went straight down the toilet. They started off the season playing against Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Ben Roethlisberger, Kirk Cousins. They were 0-4. Bill O'Brien got fired. He's never been the general manager, because he didn't cut players a lot of slack, so he traded Clowney. J.J. Watt was not the same without Clowney on the other side. Now, they traded Hopkins, and Watson had his best statistical season in every category. He was fantastic without Hopkins, but the two players they got, running back David Johnson and defensive tackle Ross Blacklock, neither one are starting. They haven't given up on Blacklock, the second-year tackle, but they didn't get a big return on that bucks, except maybe in the future, certainly not now. You guys will see David Johnson a little bit, and you might see Ross Blacklock a little, but Watson was fantastic last year. They were terrible, not because of him, but because of the rest of the offense and the defense, and they are rebuilding, and they're rebuilding just like the Jaguars. They've just chosen to do it with a little more age than they have youth, and I think that youth movement will be coming next season.
John McClain, we appreciate your insight and your honesty. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you for having me, and have a great season.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, John. You too. We'll see you in Houston on Sunday when we come up on Jaguars Drive Time. He will, he won't, he might, right here on the Jaguars Digital Network.
Jags Drive Time is presented in part by Dreamfinders Homes, homes that fit your lifestyle, and Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good.
You can step up to luxury now.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields. Whatever you're driving, you can step up to luxury now. Plus, get our Fields amenities, which include complimentary loaners, car washes, and our cafes.
Make this your year to step up to luxury at Fields Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, and Lexus. When it comes to the ultimate car buying experience, there's only one name that matters, Fields. And Fields matters because you matter. The Fields Auto Group, proud partners of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
A lot has changed in 60 years, but there's one thing that remains the same. Our commitment to our customers and to our community. There's no place like Jacksonville, and there's no place like Gate. Thank you for allowing us to serve you, past, present, and future. Now through August 31st, Jags fans can enjoy two of your favorite roller grill items for just $2 at participating Gate locations. Get them while they're hot. Gate, serving up more.
Move day is on the 20, the 10. Yes, another successful move to a new home. I tell you, folks, I've never seen a team more prepared than the Move Day crew. With a dominating lead in training, trust, and moving efficiency, it's no wonder why Move Day is the official moving company of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Track your goods online and get updated play-by-plays throughout your move process. While the Jags are moving the chains on game day, they're here to help you on moving day. Call 844-MY-MOVE-DAY or visit movedaymovers.com.
It's been great. Honestly, I don't feel like we've really missed a step. We've stayed a couple days after to get some timing routes and all those things just to make sure we're good. But, I mean, we've completed a ton of balls. And even last week, it was funny. Like, he couldn't really use his hand that much still. And he's catching everything with his chest. And I don't think we had one incompletion when we were throwing in the team periods. And it's just hitting his chest. You can hear it all the way from where I was throwing it. So that was cool. But he looks great. And you can tell his work ethic. I think him being out for a while, he was itching to get back, so it's been really nice to have him back.
Wide receiver DJ Chark ready to go for week one against the Houston Texans, not listed on the injury report after missing all of preseason with a hand injury. We're back, Jaguars Drive Time. He will, he won't, he might, and that transitions so nicely to John's pick.
All right,
no surprise.
DJ Chark, he will start, which is significant because he wasn't playing all preseason, and I think that was a big difference and a big reason why the offense looked the way it did. He won't lead the Jaguars in receptions because I continue to believe that they're going to feed Marvin Jones or Laviska Shenault a lot of balls underneath or more underneath than Chark. So I don't think at the end of the season you're going to see DJ Chark being the Jaguars, quote, leading receiver. But he might be the difference in this offense and therefore the game because – everything Urban Meyer's been talking about, speed, speed, speed. DJ Chark might not be the fastest of their wide receivers, but he's the best fast wide receiver they have. He's the guy who's going to be in the game every play to, if they get play action going, he's the guy who could hit that. So I'm saying that he's going to catch a 50-yard pass this week, break the game open, or be the field flipper that they want him to be. And all that work, all that, you know, pressure from Urban Meyer is going to pay off in week one.
Yes. Good one, John. Brian, what do you got?
I'll go with Carlos Hyde. He's going to be a guy who is more important to the offense than you think. He's the guy who's going to move the chains, right? He's going to be the guy that on third down and three powers his way through. He won't be a stats guy. you know, it, people focus on yards and touchdowns when they look at backs, and rightfully so. He's going to be a carries and average guy, right? If he has 7 to 8 carries a game and averages 4.5 yards per carry, which he's absolutely capable of doing in that limited role, his numbers are going to be as important as anyone else's. But he might be a guy that we talk about quietly as being one of the most impactful free agents from this class, because what he really does is allow James Robinson a rest. And Robinson talked about getting some rest through the course of training camp and having the different bodies in the room that all brought something different to the table, yet all allowed guys to keep their legs fresh. If he said it once, he said it 4 times that day that he was at the podium. Fresh legs, fresh legs. Carlos Hyde is a workhorse who will be impactful, but also help other guys keep their legs fresh. In particular, they'll be able to stay with the power game with him on the field.
Well done. We are on it today. Let's see if I can bring it home. Might, he will, he won't, he might. We're not confident. Josh Allen.
Well, this one's pretty easy.
This is a layup. He will have a comeback game. It's a comeback game because he'll be the first to tell you he did not play up to his standard last season. He will set the tone for the defense and have a huge game against the Texans. He won't be the only one. No secret, the Texans are struggling right now. We just heard John McClain say that. Kalyvon Chaisson, Jahad Ward. We might see a lot of flips from Jahad Ward. He won't be the only one contributing to this defense's success against the Texans. He might have 3 sacks in this game. Remember Calais Campbell's big games were multiple sacks?
4.5 on opening day in Houston in 2017.
Josh Allen will have 3 sacks against the Texans on Sunday.
Boy, we're fired up today.
Yeah.
50-yard passes. Carlos Hyde setting NFL rushing records.
I didn't say that.
And 3 sacks.
3 sacks. We are ready for Houston.
Yes, we are. Can you tell we're ready for football? And that is He Will, He Won't, He Might, presented by Move Day. Move Day is Jacksonville's most dependable and caring local moving company. Move Day is proud to be the official moving company of the Jacksonville Jaguars. To get a free instant quote, call 844-MY-MOVE-DAY or visit movedaymovers.com. We'll be back on Jags Drive Time.
You can step up to luxury now.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields. Whatever you're driving, you can step up to luxury now. Plus, get our Fields amenities, which include complimentary loaners, car washes, and our cafes.
Make this your year to step up to luxury at Fields Cadillac, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Land Rover, Jaguar, and Lexus. When it comes to the ultimate car buying experience, there's only one name that matters, Fields. And Fields matters because you matter. The Fields Auto Group, proud partners of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Your family isn't like anyone else's. Your home shouldn't be either. At Dreamfinders Homes, you can build the home of your dreams in one of their 30-plus communities in Northeast Florida. Choose from luxury single-family homes or maintenance-free townhomes from the 200s. Dreamfinders specializes in homes built to fit your lifestyle. To find out more, call 904-738-0165 or visit dreamfindershomes.com.
This is Ice-T,
Stone Cold Steve Austin, and
Matty Ice.
This is a cold call.
I convinced NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirty.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie.
Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide. Energy savings based on average when switching from hot to cold and non-HE machines.
Jaguars Drive Time Thursday morning brought to you by the Fields Auto Group, getting ready for week one against the Houston Texans, and we are predicting Monday morning's headlines today. We're here on Jaguars Drive Time at 10 o'clock Monday morning. What are we talking about? I'm saying the headline will be that Trevor Lawrence got the job done. The rookie gets the job done. That's a catchy headline.
Beats the odds.
He beats the odds. And it's not crazy flashy numbers. It's not highlight plays. Maybe there's one ooh and ah play that, like John said earlier in the week, makes Sports Center and we check that box. The rookie gets the job done. He wins. He doesn't do anything crazy. He does his job. He flies home. The end.
I like it. Mine is Robinson runs roughshod. It's 3 R's.
Alliteration.
And I don't know that it's going to be roughshod, but I think the running game will be the key this week. Yeah, I think that'll be the headline. But again, rookie quarterback, no matter what Robinson does, Trevor will be the headline. So this is a little bit not.
This
so
is down the page a little.
But that's the spirit of the segment.
Mine has a little subtlety to it. One is greater than 15 in Houston. One being one win is so much greater than the 15 losses from a year ago. But also one representing Trevor Lawrence, the number one overall draft pick. Bigger than last season. His future brighter than anything behind this franchise. The future is very bright. So one greater than 15 for the Jags in Houston.
Love it.
What do we got going here with your shirt? Is that the Sexton coat of arms?
No.
Is that?
No. I had a speaking engagement this morning and just decided that I've been wearing teal for a month, 5-6 weeks. I decided to pull out the blue.
Right.
That's Atlantic Beach Country Club.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a nice aqua, John.
That is the Sexton coat of arms.
You giving fashion advice again?
Well, yes.
Let's hope not.
Wow.
Yeah, I went there. Thank you for tuning into Jaguars Drive Time. Stay with us on Jaguars.com all weekend long for your game coverage, and we will be back Monday morning seeing if those headlines are true right here on Jaguars Drive Time.